Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of BS Drunk Movie Reviews. This is a weekly podcast, and we do upload the video version of this to our YouTube channel. So please make sure to check us out there, and don't forget to like and subscribe and all that good stuff. My name is Matt, and as always, I'm being joined by my sister and co-host, Veta.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you. And on this episode, so this season, or this month, our subject is our theme. Thank you. I've been drinking. I'm sorry. I pre-gamed like so hard. I blame it on the alcohol. Okay. So is voyeurism slash peak being Tom or whatever. And this episode, we are going to be reviewing Watcher, which is an interesting movie, I have to say.
Oh, for sure.
But before we get started, I'm going to ask the most important question of the night. And Veta, that is, what are you drinking?
So I am drinking a sour cherry soda. So apparently sour cherry liqueur is a big Romanian thing.
Oh.
So when I looked up one of the brands from Romania called Saber something, a word I can't pronounce, this was a recipe on their site. So it's the sour cherry liqueur, vodka, lime juice, simple sugar syrup. You want the syrup, not actual sugar. And then you just mix and drink. And I like sour things. So this is delicious.
I like sour too. That's a
good
choice.
It is very red though. It's so red.
Right on. Yeah, I'm just drinking a glass of red wine just because I'm lazy when I look up the specialty drink. So I just type in Watcher cocktail and it didn't show up right away. So I was like, well, she drinks wine in there, so I'm going to drink wine. So
She does the champagne at the office party. Plus,
ooh, I should have done champagne.
To the neighbors, they do brandy because brandy's a huge thing in Romania. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, so you,
well,
you did.
When I Googled Watcher and nothing came up, I went, what else is real big? And I was like, oh, they're in Romania.
Yeah, so, which is fine.
A lot about,
yes,
Romania.
Yeah, okay, so my next question for you is, all right, overall, what'd you think of this movie?
I liked it.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I liked it too, but I have thoughts on this movie also.
Oh, I have stuff that bothers me about this and shit to bitch about, but overall, I liked it.
Yeah, I have to admit, I liked it too. Like, I was afraid, like, I'm not going to lie, like 20 minutes in, I was like, am I going to like this movie? Because I'm kind of getting annoyed a little bit.
It's so slow.
Yeah, that's
takes
okay.
Like 30 minutes for anything,
yes,
significant to happen.
Yes, that is my whole thing. Like, the whole time I'm all like, is anything gonna happen with this bitch? I'm not gonna lie, I was all like, it would be the best if like nothing was going on. She just made it all up, and at the end you're just like, oh, you stupid bitch. Of course.
What? The first 30 minutes, she literally is just staring out the window, and then you see her during the day when her husband's at work walking around Romania. And butchering the language. That's all you see.
Yeah. Kofika. Yeah, no, I just, okay. So you guys, I'll summarize the movie real quick. So these two Americans, her name is Julia. I don't remember his name, but they move to Romania.
That's where his mother's from.
Yes, his mother is from Romania, and he gets a job. His job needed somebody to move to Romania, and since his mom was from there, he speaks the language. He moved there, and his American wife comes with.
Oh my God, were you not scared when you saw the apartment building from the outside? Like, oh, this is going to be a culture shock. But then they walked in, and I was like, damn,
you know,
that's nice.
It was. That's the thing. Also, I'll get back to the summary in a second. That's the thing about these movies is, like, they always go into an apartment. I'm all like, this is a nice fucking apartment. How much are you paying a month for this nice fucking apartment? Like, that's what, like, their neighbor, their apartment was not, her apartment was not, the stripper, her apartment wasn't as nice, or in my opinion, it wasn't. It was just filled with all her tchotchkes and shit. But I was like, their apartment is like so nice. I was like, it's very posh. Okay, so they moved to Romania, and Julia, she looks across the way, because that's a, you know, kind of a voyeuristic thing. She looks across the way. She kind of sees somebody watching her. And then she sees, they come home from one night from dinner, and a woman has been murdered. And then she starts to think it's the person across the way, even though she has no evidence of this. She's just like, it's this dude looking at me from across the way. That's why the whole time I'm all like, it'd be so good if she made this whole fucking thing up in her head. And this guy's just like,
which hey, they do
can
do
you
some
please
dream
leave me
sequence.
Alone?
Yeah, they do do some dream sequences.
You said
doo-doo.
I know, that's
oh
so
my God,
childish.
We're 12-year-old boys. But they did that. You know, she had some dream sequences where things were happening, and then all of a sudden she woke up and you were like,
Yeah,
did
no,
she's
I
got any
really.
imagination?
So she starts to like, I don't know what the right word is for it, but she starts to like not fantasize, but like think this guy is the killer, even though she has no evidence. She made it all up in her head. She's sending the cops over there because she's like, he followed me in the store. Although he did follow her in the store. I just want to say that. So,
okay, they followed each other. They were each other's stalkers.
For sure.
Let's
okay.
be honest here.
Yeah. So the first interaction with this man is she goes to the movie theater, and we can just start talking about the movie now because we're going to get into this or whatnot.
Yeah.
I love how when she goes to the movie theater and she's watching the movie, right? Now, me, I don't know about you, but I immediately don't go, there's a killer in the theater next and behind me. She immediately was like, I think there's a murderer behind me or whatever.
Here's my problem. She looks around. I don't know about you, but when I go to the movie, there's previews.
Yeah.
I've got my drink, my popcorn, and the candy
exactly.
I've snuck in.
Right, you know? Because it's like $6 for like six pieces of candy.
And the little airplane bottle of rum to throw into my
right. Ain't that the truth, sister?
At the movies. So I am too busy getting situated so that during the previews are over, I can focus on the movie. I am not gawking at the people making out during the previews. I'm not looking at the lady stuffing her face with, what did she have, pizza or something? Or
I don't know. I don't remember, but... Yeah.
Or look at the
she was going
guy.
To town on it though.
Right? For some reason, I think it was a chicken wing now that I think about it. But, and then she looks at the creepy guy. First of all, you went to the movies in the middle of the day. Did you expect there to be more than four other people in this movie theater? Did you think this was like opening night?
Right.
And I did get creeped out when all of a sudden it did show her and all of a sudden he was sitting directly behind her. And she
Was it the music or was he breathing weird? Because I thought he was breathing weird. And I was like, hey, dude, don't be weird up in the movie theater.
I think
like,
it was the movie because it was really loud.
Yeah, because I was watching it by myself in my living room. And I literally was all like, I was talking out loud. I was just like, is he breathing weird? And of course, I'm all like, who am I talking to right now? But anyways, so then
the funny thing would have been if someone responded.
Oh, my God, that would not have been funny.
And have your wife put like a walkie-talkie in your house somewhere, or baby monitor, so I can just say stuff.
I'm walking around with a knife in my house because I'm scared. Okay, so she gets up and leaves because she's immediately uncomfortable, right? Okay, so she goes to that store. Now, do you think she went to that store because she's like, I need to be in public where people can see me, or did she go there because she's like, you know what, I'm here, I might as well just get some groceries. You know?
No, I think she went there because she was super scared and stressed out and she had just quit smoking. So she went there to get cigarettes.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the cigarettes. Yeah.
And she decided, well, while I'm here, might as well pick some shit up.
Yeah. And so the dude comes into the store, right?
Yes.
And he's watching her and shit. Like he's paying attention to her because when she moved to the next aisle, he was right along there with her. Right. So she ends up going out the back door. And because she knocks over some pickles, and
he freaks out the employees.
Yeah, so. Because he thought she was trying to steal and shit, and she was just like, "Listen, I just don't want to get my head cut off, buddy." Which, by the way, can we real quick talk about the Romanians in this movie? Like, I know I'm not European, but Europeans are kind of annoying. Like, and I'm not talking about the UK Europeans, but like they're all like talking in their Romanian, and then she's just sitting there like a fucking mannequin.
She tells them all through the movie. She tells multiple people, "I don't understand." No, you know, she's like,
"Right,
can you speak English?" A ton of times, and they don't care. They just keep going a mile.
Yeah, nobody says okay. Like if I'm sorry, like if somebody like was in my friend group and they were like, I don't speak, English, I'd be all like, well, I don't speak any other language, so we're just going to sit here.
I would be like, let me bust out Google Translate.
Right, I know, right? I've done that so many times. Okay, so I love how they go back to the store, right? And they are looking at the footage, and I'm just all like, "You." And I love how she took a screenshot of the screen. I was like, "Oh, that would have been so been me and everything." And when she could just be like, "Hey, can you email a clip this to me, this video to me, or whatever?" But I love how, and then she uses that photo. She's like, I have a picture of him. And she shows that photo. I'm like, it's like of like a fourth of his face,
the
honey.
Security camera in like a little bodega.
Yeah, and it had the lines of like the TV when you take a picture of the TV. I'm like, honey, they're not
the picture
identifying
she shows
him
to the cop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, nobody's identifying him, honey, from this picture that you took. So
but don't you think she caused some of this? Because she waves at him.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the thing, though. Just because you wave at somebody doesn't mean you want to get your head cut off by them. Like, I mean, you know.
That is true. But I also go, I don't wave at just strangers across the way.
Oh, I wave if somebody's waving and it's like somebody behind me. I just wave. I'm like, hey, you, and everything. Okay.
When people are on their little earbuds in the store and they're talking to themselves, I'll start answering their questions.
Oh, right
just
on.
To
That's
fuck
so
with
good.
them.
Yeah, that's good too. That's good too. I'm on the phone. No, you're not, fucker. We're besties. Okay,
No,
so
I've done the thing where I was like, I know. I just thought you wanted to know my opinion.
Right on. Okay, so I also love how, oh, she makes friends with the girl next door. I don't remember her name. Please don't ask me
Arena.
names. Arena, yeah, because which
Irina,
arena?
yeah.
Irina, okay, you know, well, okay. And Irina, like, I love how when she's talking to her ex-boyfriend shows up and then he gets involved somehow. And she's all like, I do not want to, you know, here anymore. And then she's like, I got a gun. It's in my coffee table drawer and everything, which plays a part later on, guys. So I,
we'll
yeah,
wrap that
put a pin
around.
in that. Do you think that our watcher was watching them like conversate and like hang out and shit? Or do you think he was?
Yes, but I think he
Me
had
too.
planned on Irina being one of his victims the whole time.
Do
Because
you?
he's the janitor at her strip club.
True, but like this is the thing though. Was he? Because I felt like he didn't target Irina until after she became friends with Julia because he was looking at Julia. He's like, I want Julia and everything. And
Oh,
then
could be.
he's like, oh, you're making friends with Julia, Irina. Now I have to kill you first.
Because he does think that they have some kind of special connection.
Right. And so I, and so, and
they
then,
talk
okay.
about it on the subway, which that subway scene was I would have been like, ah, shit.
Right.
How many witnesses are in here?
Yeah, yeah. There
Is
was
there
like,
more, too many
yeah,
for
the
him to
crazy
kill?
bum over there. I'm like, he is
I
no help. He is talking to his own little friend in his head. He is zero help in this situation.
And can we talk about the husband and his condescending bullshit of not believing her, talking down to her, and then mocking her at the work party in another language, not knowing that she has secretly been learning the language.
Right.
So he's making fun of her to his coworkers.
Yeah,
I'm
that
like,
was
you're
really.
a dick.
Yeah, he's a dick for that. I agree with you 100% because like this is the thing. He kind of took a stance the first like couple of times. He went over there to see the guy. He, you know, helped with the cops and everything because he's like, you know, my wife's worried or whatnot. But then he just like was all like, no, my wife's just crazy. And I'm all like, no. I'm like, you like, listen, I'm not saying go over there every time she gets freaked out, but you know, you should, yeah, like I always tell my wife. Even if I don't think you're right, I am always going to defend you.
Oh,
always.
I got your back 100%
Yeah.
in public. Now, when we get home in private, I
Exactly.
might be like, you're batshit crazy.
Yeah, what
You
the
are
fuck is wrong?
so wrong.
Exactly.
Because we are
Exactly.
married.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to have a united front in front of
Yes.
people and everything.
Yeah.
And so, and I was like, oh, I was like, what was his name? Stedman? Stedman didn't have, I don't know. I'm making this up. I don't know his name.
I don't either.
Stedman didn't have it. I can look it up while we're talking. But
He
so.
drove me nuts this whole movie. Like, he stays at work for forever. He's neglecting his wife. He's taken her to another country where she doesn't speak the language.
Francis.
He has done nothing. Yeah, that's a terrible
What a
name.
horrible fucking name, man.
Right?
Stedman's a better name than Francis. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
But I'm just saying, this whole time, he is just not a good spouse.
Yeah, he's not a good spouse. All. Yeah.
He doesn't he takes her out one time to dinner, but you're in another country. Shouldn't he be taking her out more because he speaks the language and to get her? Because during the day, she's just roaming around. Any shit could happen to her during the day, which actually does make her an excellent candidate for this serial killer. But
yeah, no, I agree. So then he is okay. So she decides to follow him. Okay. And she's following, and she follows him to work. And it's a strip club, right? It's a
museum.
It's a museum. The museum. The museum.
The
right?
museum.
Yeah, it's the museum.
It's a fancy underground strip club. Like, it's literally underground. She's got to walk to the basement, but it's kind of fancy inside. Mm-hmm,
right. And then so, right, it's like, you guys, we're going to cover up the boiler. Okay. So then she sees him, he's the janitor, whatnot. And then she sees, Irina is a stripper there.
Yeah. Cause she's watching the girls and all of a sudden Irina's face is like,
she's like, ding, 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 ding. Right, yeah. She's like, Julia, with her blonde fake looking wig and everything. I was like, honey, you are fooling no one with that wig. So then she, they're talking and Irina's all like, I don't really pay attention because people come and go here. And I'm all like, yeah, but maybe you should pay attention now, fucker, because your bestie is all like, this guy's gonna, is a murder. He's the spider. You know what I'm saying?
Which but the spider was caught. Remember? Husband shows her.
Yeah, but yes. That wasn't the spider.
That's when come he on. Really became condescending and a dick, like above and beyond what he already was when they caught it and she just couldn't let it go.
Yeah, which what a horrible fucking name for a serial killer. I didn't get that at all. Like, why is he the spider? Like it's got to have a connection.
Decapitated them. Spiders don't decapitate. I mean, they probably do decapitate.
I mean, black widows do, but he was a man, not a woman killing men. Yeah, see, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense.
Unless somebody out there knows the answer to that, please explain. We'll listen. Yeah. We're here. I mean, yeah. Okay, so
they could have went with like the Romanian butcher or
right, something. Exactly. Anything. Any what were they in Belarus or whatever or Bel?
No,
it doesn't matter. Anyway,
I
so
think Belarus is a whole country.
It is a whole
it's
country.
A whole
yeah,
different country.
Listen, hey, you need to calm down. I've been drinking. I can't think right now. Okay, geography is not my friend. Okay.
Okay.
At this moment in time,
you're like that Miss America contestant with that.
And then
Iran is, you know, and such as.
Such as. I love that clip. Okay. So then she goes to his apartment or whatnot, and she gets Christian, which is Irene. Oh, okay. Record. Hold on. Rewind. She's in her apartment, and she hears like a thud and then a scream from Irene's apartment. So she's over like, Irene. And none of the other neighbors speak English. So she's all like, please open
but
the door.
You can tell they're very pissed. She's woke them up.
Yeah. Which I'm all like, you guys are like, I mean, there's noise going outside my house. I'm not out there like, what's going on? I'm just all like, whatever about it.
I'm in anyways. The blinds going, do I need to get involved?
Yeah, exactly. 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 Okay. So then they opened up and they go in, right? And they can't find Irene, but they found a cat, which is one of the other neighbors. Elvis, thank you. Which is the other lady. She's like, oh, Elvis. And then she's like, abacabacabacabacabada.
Yeah, I can only imagine her and the landlord are bitching that this lady freaked out over the damn cat knocking over a lamp. How did the cat get in there?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so then she looks at the closet because she gets the sense that somebody's watching her. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know about you. I would have went over there and opened the closet like right off the bat. I would have just been like, because he wouldn't have murdered her in front of everybody, but I would have just done it. Because if there was nobody there, she would just looked even more like crazy or whatever, which
but
she already
I
looks
just
crazy
in the closet. I would have checked under the bed too.
No, because he was in the closet and she looked over at the closet because it was open. But I'm just saying, that's what I would have done.
I'm one of those people that would have been like, wait,
you wouldn't have had to because he was in the fucking closet.
Yeah, I would open the closet doors. He would have been right there.
And like peekaboo, bitch. Anyways,
that would have been an excellent scene because what would he have done? Like stabbed her and ran.
Exactly, and everybody's just like, and everything. Elvis, run. Anyways, so then, you know, a couple days.
The landlord bitches at the husband.
Yeah, the landlord bitches at the husband, and then Christian, which is Irene's ex-boyfriend,
But
he
they
comes
are still
over.
banging because he comes around.
Yeah, they are. But she was hot. I would have banged him too. I would have kept banging him too. Anyways, so she's like, "Will you do me a favor?" And he does it, which I'm all like, I'd have been like, "I don't know you. I'm doing favors for you now." And he goes over to the Watcher's
So this
apartment.
is my problem with
Yeah, go
that scene
ahead.
before they even go over there. So if you went hypothetically in another life, you're not married. You went over to your ex-girlfriend's house, and her neighbor, who claims to be her friend who just saw her at work, is like, "Have you seen her?" You say no, she's not answering her phone. And she says, "Well, maybe I should try calling her." "Oh, wait, but can you give me the number?" Wouldn't you be
Oh,
like, if
yeah.
you're her friend, why don't you have her number? You know where she works? What? And then you're gonna do favors for her too?
Right, and I love how the phone rang and nobody thought to question that shit. They're just like she didn't
He
bang on
did.
the
He goes,
door.
"Ah, she's just in there and don't want to talk."
I see, and I don't understand why she didn't just like, well, let me knock on the door and see if she'll answer. And they'd be like, "Irene, open up, honey.
Yeah.
It's me, Julia, and stuff. Julia Gulia." Anyways, so then it's an old man and opens the door, and then she goes, she's all like, "Sorry," and then she goes out the elevator or whatever, right? And I love how he's on the stairs just like looking. By the way, this whole time we have not seen his face like dead on in the light and everything. It's always
But
like
they did a great job casting because this guy creeps me out in every movie he's
right,
in.
that's
Even when
so
he's playing a
true.
good guy, like he played a science. I've seen him play a scientist. I've seen him in other movies. Even when he's a good guy, he still gives me, he's got creepy vibes.
Yeah. Do you know what that guy's name in real life is? Burn.
Burn.
Isn't
Yep.
that the worst fucking name? Anyways, okay.
Like his parents already knew he was
Yeah,
gonna
I
be
looked that
creepy.
up, and I looked that up and I was like, oh, his parents did not like him at all. Like at birth, they were just like, his name is Burn. Anyways, okay. And then he calls the cops, right? And I'm all like, oh my goodness, honey, Julia Gulia, you are not helping yourself at all whatsoever. Okay. You got to be a little bit more, Harriet the Spy on this shit. Okay. And he's all like, Mr., whatever. I don't know his name. Mr. Weber is all like, you can, he's willing to forgive you and let bygones be bygones if you let bygones be bygones. And then he shakes her hand, right?
That cop is the worst cop on the planet.
He is so bad at
He's
this.
so
But you
terrible.
know what? We don't live in Europe. We live here. We're cops are dicks here, like straight up off the bat. They're just like, or at
You're
least the ones I deal
automatically
with.
guilty.
Exactly. That's exactly. Just like, don't move or I'll fucking shoot you. And you're all like, okay, calm down. I just need to get my license. Anyways. Okay, moving on to the train sequence, right? So the train stops, right? And the Watcher sits right across from her, right? And he like, and I like we were talking about before, the whole time I was just all like, bitch, you better be looking for some kind of weapon in your pockets or something. Get those keys ready in your Wolverine claws, because if this bitch comes at you. And I love how he was all like, out of all his little speech, he's like, I thought I would be okay with it, but what I really want is an apology. And I was like, oh, you gotta say you're sorry, bitch, and everything.
And you can't see for sure in his bag, but it gives the outline of Irina's head.
Yeah, right. Right. And I was just like, this is the thing.
In one of those thank you, come again, smiley face shopping bags, like you get from the
I
convenience
totally thought it was
store.
from Walmart. Like I was like, oh, I think I've seen that at Walmart with the little smiley face. But I don't know about you, but if this was me, I'm such a crazy person that I'd just be like, is there a head in your bag? Like,
What'd you get at the store?
yeah, I would just be like, listen, I'm sorry, okay? I didn't mean to upend your life, but I just need to know, is my bestie's head in that bag? Because this is some crazy shit, right?
My bestie that I've known for 3 days.
For 3 days, right?
But I've seen her repeat because she's a.
Jesus, and so have you. Look, we're getting to know each other. Exactly. So, yeah, don't chop my head off. So then later on, she goes into Irene's apartment, right?
Because that song that she's like
Oh, yeah, I
listening
forgot.
to in the beginning of the movie is playing again.
Yeah, and that's when she has that dream, like you said, she was having dream sequence, but she has that dream where she gets up and then she looks. I didn't get this part. I couldn't see whatever she was like, but she goes, And then he wraps a pillowcase around her head, and then just, and then she's got the blood coming out of her mouth. And I was like, I don't think that's how that works, but I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. I've never been asphyxiated
exactly.
or asphyxiated anything either. So
yes. So she wakes up, and she, anyway, so she goes into that Arena's apartment, and she finds her.
She doesn't go into Arena's apartment after she takes a nap. She goes into Arena's apartment, remember, because she's packing.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
After
that's
the
right.
Party.
That's right.
She's done. Her husband's a dick. She's
he is
had
a dick.
Enough. She's going back to America where no serial
That's
killers
right.
are stalking her.
No, yeah, you are right. You're right. I forgot that.
Yeah, because in America, they just walk right in and kill you. They don't stalk you.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, yeah. They're just like, hey, yeah. And if they do, it's online. Anyway, so she goes in there, and Irina's body is just sitting in a chair, like decapitated. Like, it's her head is like full on
gone.
Yeah, it's gone. And and he puts a bag over her head and knocks her out, right? Okay. And I love how he's all like, when she wakes up, he's like, you won't be able, don't scream or you won't be able to breathe. And she's like, and everything. And I was just,
yeah, because he's like, there's enough holes for you to breathe, but do not scream or you will hyperventilate or some shit. And I'm like, dude, you've played around with this a little too
you're just,
much.
Look at you. Anyways, you scientists. So he cuts her, I don't know if he cut her carotid artery because
and she would have bled out and died.
That's what I'm saying. I would have.
I think he cuts, like, I don't know.
Some kind of something, because she's bleeding, right? And she's all breathing
I think
heavily.
He maybe cuts deep enough that it's bleeding real good, but not because it hit a vein, just because he's like, cutter, you know?
Maybe, but she's all like,
And
and
she's
she's like
holding her
breathing.
hand
Right,
there.
yeah, and she's trying to crawl to the gun in the coffee table,
But he
right?
doesn't know that.
Yeah, he doesn't know that. And I was all, he lays next to her as she's dying, and.
Can I say I couldn't do this?
Oh, I know, right?
Her
I know,
role
right?
in this, like, he lays down next to her and she pretends to die and like holds her breath. Okay, I can hold my breath, but when I hold my breath, I'm pretty sure I make that ugly face. Like,
yeah, and she like stares off into space. I'm like, she doesn't blink. I was like, you're
no,
good. You're good,
yeah.
Julia Guglia. I'm impressed. Like,
I was
I
like, has
would
she been practicing this off, like,
maybe.
in her room at night, like laying there?
Yeah, she's just
You know?
practicing how to be a victim.
Yeah.
So like
Don't
all
most women though.
women. Anyways, okay. Terrible, you especially. Anyways, you should know better. Anyway, okay, so then he gets up because he's
Learned
like,
from the best.
yeah, you do. Like, so yeah, you do. So he gets up, right, and he's just all like, you know, hands are clean. I'm good now. I'm gonna leave now. But Francis, he goes out in the hallway and he sees the watcher coming out of Irene's apartment. He's like, hey, and everything, and then the watcher just gets shot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Francis freaks out like a
Yeah, he
pussy.
does. Yeah, he does. And then she shoots him again, and he lays, and he sits down and he dies, right?
He dies, and she comes out of the hallway, like still gushing blood out of her
Yeah, and
neck.
I love the neighbor opens up the door. She's like, oh, and
And then
everything,
closes
and then closes
the
her door. And then the movie, what does she say? Does she say something to him before the movie ends? Like, she's like, hey, and then the movie ends.
Yeah, she says hi.
Yeah.
And then it's done.
Yeah. And then it's done. So, like, we had already talked about it before. It takes so much time to get to the point where it's like, I don't know, I don't want to say good, but it took quite some time to get to where I wanted to be in this movie.
Yeah, because it literally takes, at least for me, it takes until she starts following the guy. Because I could care less about her shopping, about her going to the cafe,
Right.
about her going to the movies. I could care less about all that. It's when she starts following him, because I'm like, girl, you're taking this a little bit nutty. Like, you have no proof other than, you know, women's intuition. Calm down.
Yeah, and that can
Like,
only take you so far, honey. Come
right. Like,
on.
because she literally is stalking him because she has no reason at all. It's kind of crazy. And that's when it piqued my interest, when I'm like, ooh, how's this gonna go?
Right on. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
She was batshit crazy for going to his apartment. Can I
Oh
just say
yeah, she
that?
was. Yeah. You don't listen, you never go to somebody's apartment, especially like, and she just stayed there because Christian, he was all like, I have to go to work now, or whatever he said and everything.
Yeah, because he got a phone call or something.
Yeah, but she just hangs around, and I'm all like, honey.
And then talks to his dad.
Yeah, you can't sit there by yourself with the crazies.
Can we talk about that with like the world's smallest elevator?
Oh yeah, I've heard that before in Europe, that their elevators are like, you can only fit like one person in it, two tops. And I'm all like, that's so true. And
they didn't know each other and they were all up in each other's business in that
elevator.
Yeah,
she was like, Christian, I feel your penis right now on my leg. Like,
but yet it had enough room for like three mirrors.
Right. Maybe take out some of those mirrors and, you know, leave a couple more inches for Christian's dick. But yeah, no. Okay. So I mean, like, yeah, I liked this movie, even with its like little flaws, but I just really like was like, I don't know, maybe I just wanted it to be more like slashery than it was.
I didn't need the slashery. I was just drawn to it because it was just like, it gave you like a different aspect of like, how would you be? Would you all of a sudden, if you thought your neighbor was a serial killer, would you start stalking them or watching them a little bit more? And let's be honest, she was in another country. She didn't have a job. She couldn't speak the language. She was bored. So of course her mind does things, but she was right. So
yeah. Her mind went there like right away though.
Right away.
She like
I mean,
that.
It
she
did
was...
go there real quick. Like she read too many true crime books over on the plane ride over, or too many podcasts or something. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, I'm like, we're happy that you did, because we got an episode of podcast out of it. Okay.
And I like this actress.
I do too. She was in that movie It Follows. I don't know if you saw it. It's so good. Maybe we'll do it sometime.
I did. I have seen that one. I had to think about it. I also like this director too.
I don't know who directed this. It's
she
fine.
Did like some of VHS 94. She did.
Oh, those were my favorite.
Let the Right One In. She does a pretty good job.
Oh, gotcha.
I haven't
gotcha.
Seen anything by this screenwriter, but the director, I like her stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she did that Love Triangle movie. Whatever. Okay. And I was going to be all like, great, I hate her already. Or Game of Love movie. With Bella Thorne. I was going to be all like, fuck, I hate her. If she, I was like, how did she direct this and then went to that? The Hollywood business must be really tough. Okay. All right. Is there anything else you want to say about this movie before we cut it off?
No, it was a fun watch.
Yeah, I agree. I would you suggest this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Me too. I would suggest it. It wasn't, I even though I like, ripped on it a tiny little bit, I still liked it, you know, and I would watch it again.
Oh, but it's like any good movie you can find problems with. Like one of my favorite things is watching the people watching for movies where editors didn't do their jobs.
Oh, I know, right? And you're all like, oh, she didn't have her hand on her cheek, and now she does.
Oh wait, she was wearing a blue shirt and it's unbuttoned now. Wasn't it green unbuttoned before?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, if you don't have anything else to say and I don't have anything else to say, I'm going to wrap this sucker up. You guys, thank you so much for listening to us. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, sorry, X, at BSDrunkPod to stay updated. Now, if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anywhere where you get your podcasts and everything, please leave us a positive 5-star review, you guys. It helps us out a lot. You have no idea how much it helps us out. And we really appreciate it like so much. We'll also be posting the video version of this to our YouTube channel. So make sure to check us out there and subscribe and like, you guys, because that also helps us out. You know what I'm saying? Monetarily wise. And you can get us, check us out there at BS Drunk Movie Reviews. Also, you guys, we have started a Patreon and everything. We have so many different levels for whatever, you know, will fit your need or whatever you're interested in. And what we do there is we review franchises, you guys. We've done Jurassic Park. We've done the Scream series. We've done the Bring It On series, Sex and City, all that good stuff. So go and check it out and everything. And I promise you won't be disappointed.
And if they're just curious about how it is, we have posted the Bring It On franchise to our regular feed on YouTube.
So
you can get a little sample of how delightfully drunk we are on there.
We call that it's our after hours podcast. Okay. So, all right, you guys, I'm going to just tell you right now, the last thing I'm going to say is, you guys, don't forget to drink, recap, review, and repeat. Bye, you guys.
Bye, guys.